Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, obviously, we are gearing up for the Chargers game. And one of the things I wanted to start with you about that is the Chargers, I saw in the release, they have five players with multiple takeaways this season, and that's an overwhelming sense of a defense that is able to turn the ball over. What do you see when you look at that defense going into this weekend?
Yeah, I think that they've been able to play well enough to offset what they haven't been able to do offensively,
right?
Even though they've won three of their last four games, right?
Yep.
So they've played well, but I don't know that they've played well offensively. If you think that, and I know how good Justin Herbert can be, he's been sacked 49 times. Mm-hmm. And I've looked at it over these last four games, 16 sacks and 33 quarterback hits. That last game I watched, I thought he had just fought a war. He got beat up so bad, but they won.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they need that defense to play well to offset what they haven't been doing offensively, not scoring more than 22 points in three of the last four games.
And we talked about it this morning. Do you believe the Cowboys, whether that's either a talent thing or a scheme thing, can take advantage of the battered, bruised, and broken Chargers offensive line?
Well, they need to.
Yeah, I agree
somehow,
with that.
Some way, right? Because that's been their problem in these last two games. They've only have one sack and only had one quarterback hit in the last game against the Vikings, you know, turning J.J. McCarthy into a Pro Bowler. So
that's what we do.
They better get after him. Otherwise, they're going to, it's going to be the same struggle having to outscore the opposing team.
Mickey, Fred here. Good to chat with you again.
Yeah.
Having watched the Chargers a little bit, I am a Chiefs fan. Don't hate me for it, but I've been able to watch the Chargers for the last few years. And one thing we know about Jim Harbaugh, look, he's a meathead, but the guy loves football, and his teams certainly embody his approach to the game. And I think we could all agree that, you know, this team's over skis, I guess you could say, whatever you want to call it, overachieving, being 10-4, considering the injuries they've had. That said, have the Cowboys embodied Shoddy's personality, and what would you say that is?
Compete awfully hard, play as a team. I think that he has developed that personality with the locker room, and being, I mentioned team, but just kind of being together, staying together, no matter if they're winning or if they're losing. And I think that's a good way to set a tone when you're a first-year head coach. I think the other thing, because he shows he cares about every one of them, I think that gets reciprocated by their effort.
Does that strike you as particularly different at all from McCarthy or Garrett or whatever coach you want to throw in there?
No, I think he's kind of an offshoot of Jason Garrett, because I thought Jason Garrett was the exact same way. McCarthy was a little, stuffy maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if he was as personable as Garrett or as Schottenheimer. And so I think that they, and like I said, if you're that way, then that's what you get back from your players.
Oh, interesting. I like that. Now, sorry, go ahead, Fred.
No, I was going to say, so, you know, we've been sitting here talking all this week. I mean, again, the Cowboys need, you know, all sorts of
a miracle.
Help. I mean, let's call it what it is. They said Joe Milton's not going to play. What do you
Well, at least not Sunday.
At least not Sunday, right? And so, you know, we joked around, you know, and I'm guessing it's too late to activate Phil Mofford. I think they have, one IR spot that they can elevate. I mean, who are we going to see? I mean, offensively, I don't know that there's a whole lot of guys. I said I'd love to see more Scooney because I think at some point you got to kind of decide, okay, is this guy part of the future or not? Who are some other players that maybe we're missing on that this team's going to be intently focused on over these next 3 weeks?
Well, here's the deal on that, because I don't know that you can have it both ways,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
There's a segment out there that are hoping the Cowboys don't win.
Right.
But then if you want to see guys play and you send a message in practice or who you do play that you don't want to win, what chance do those guys have to stand up?
Right.
And have a good performance if they're basically playing in a preseason game, right? Mm. So it's a difficult juggling act to do that. Now, if you don't want to win, don't play Dak Prescott.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying Joe Milton can't come in and play well, but then the message to the rest of the guys is, well, if they don't care about Dak playing, what about me? Do they care about that? Do you sit CeeDee Lamb? Do you sit George Pickens? And like I said, play a preseason lineup, or you're going out there and play. Now, I think if you get down to, I don't know, maybe Christmas Day or the next game, and you want to take a look at Milton once everything's said and done, I don't have a problem with that. The Cowboys have done it previously. Hasn't turned out real well with the backup quarterbacks not playing all year. And then you say, okay, big boy, you got the last game. Let me evaluate you and see who you are, and has it turned out well. And here's the other thing. They're not sitting anybody. I know they may not be getting the number of reps.
Right.
But, and I told Kevin this earlier, the only guy that didn't play last week was Joe Milton. If they had 40 guys active, 47 of them did something. So they, you know, it's not an extensive interview if you're a backup and, well, I got 10 snaps or I got 12 snaps or most of my snaps were on special teams. But they're kind of using these guys. And you know, if the owner says we want to win, well, do you try to lose on purpose for a draft choice? Or how about with what he said about Matt Eberflus? If these three games have an evaluation input on him, what if you're not playing his guys and you don't play well? What's the reflection? So it's a tough juggling act when you get in this situation, and the Cowboys will know right on Saturday if the Eagles win or they lose, and there's still a slim, slim, slim chance.
Yeah. Now, we talked about the struggles of the Chargers offense versus a struggling Cowboys defense. But on the flip side of that, you have, it feels like, best versus best. You have an excellent Cowboys offense against what has been an absolutely tremendous Chargers defense this season.
Yeah, it'll be pretty interesting because I think, you know, from a health standpoint, offensively, the Cowboys should be pretty good, with the exception of, I don't think Guyton didn't practice yesterday, so
right.
I don't know that he practices. And then you remember about 13, 14 snaps at the end, Nate Thomas wasn't in there either. They had Adeniji at left tackle. So that's kind of an important position, even though everybody
right.
else is out there.
Right.
Right. If you start running out of left tackles, what do you do?
Right.
But yeah, I think from a health standpoint, you know, and I know CD had, you know, an illness, but he'll be, I would imagine he's going to be good to go. Guys that are listed as limited usually end up playing. They're just trying to get them to the game. I think the two guys that probably are in a status right now, unless something turns around, are the two concussion guys, Quinnen Williams and Lipke. And if Lipke's not in there, then you got to have another running back available along with Malik Davis behind Javonte Williams. But having said all that, yeah, your offense has got a chance, and it'll be a good test for them to see what they can do against a what looks like a pretty talented defense. Can you go out there and score your 30 points? Can you score touchdowns and not kick field goals?
Right.
I think that's got to be their challenge, right? Because I think we've seen enough threes, and you know what I say.
Yeah.
That'll get you beat real quick.
Although, this does appear to be a matchup of the two top kickers in the league. I'm guessing that probably doesn't move the needle for you, though.
No, Dicker the kicker, right?
Yes, that's right.
So, and he's been pretty, I mean, he's the most accurate guy now.
Correct.
Although I don't know that I want a soccer match out there and everybody kicking.
Fair enough. We don't want to see the Colts and Seahawks.
No, we don't.
From a week
no, we
ago.
Don't.
Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
Have a good day. See ya.
There
Thank
you go.
You, sir.
Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus does the owner of the Warriors hate his coach? Next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to remind you, tomorrow we are going to be at Taco Bueno in Flower Mound, 4500 Long Prairie Road, for the KNC Christmas party. If you want to come out and party with us.
You know what? I'm going to stop by because you guys know I live in Louisville, so I'll roll through.
Well, that would be tremendous. And I might just have a little something for you. We're going to have giveaways.
If you tell me you're going to have something for me, I will definitely, and it better not be just a taco burger.
I'll buy whatever the hell you want.
Done.
If you show up.
Done.
That could be a mistake. Mm. But yeah, we're going to have giveaways all day long. We're going to have a party. Apparently Fred's going to be there. He might find out he's going to be there longer than he thinks. We'll find out. But right now,
I got to get blood work tomorrow. So after I get done with my blood work,
that's always probably
swing
a sweat
through.
For you, huh?
What's that? Huh? Blood work?
Right now.
Specimen.
It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet. Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah. I call him the Pride of Mansfield as well. Just, I want to make that clear to everybody.
Thank you so much. And I heard you this weekend.
I loved you up.
Yeah, and your fraud of a co-host, Blake Elliott.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, man, it's been a tough day for Blake on
Blake's
this
catching
show.
Strays all over the place.
Yeah. See, I have the right to do that because he is my proverbial radio son, because his first ever show was with me. So
count the numbers on that.
Yeah. So I take claim for any responsibility that he does not show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And
it's a reflection of me.
Well,
you know,
that's tough.
Because I remember it like it was yesterday. It was last year, the Carolina Panthers game for the Cowboys. We had the post show.
Yeah.
And that was his maiden voyage here on 105.3 The Fan with me driving the ship. So I got to take responsibility for that, and I get to call him a fraud whenever I want. 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line.
This is such a spicy show today.
Yeah, it is.
It is. That's the way you can answer the question of the day, and you can tell me if you think that the Warriors owner hates his head coach. We'll get to that here in just a little bit.
Alec! Can I tell you something?
I'm scared.
I have breaking Taco Bueno information, which is a weird thing to say.
I've never heard
I know that's a weird thing to say. I have just been informed, since you mentioned this earlier, at Taco Bueno tomorrow, we will also be giving away a couple pairs of tickets to the Texas High School State Championship games, which will be going down. Obviously, they're going down right now, but also for Friday and Saturday. So those are your breaking Taco Bueno news.
Well, if you win those giveaways, you might want to run away quick because I might try to rob you.
Oh, seriously. And today is the final day to jump on Taco Bueno's socials and enter for a chance to win Cowboys Chargers game, Chargers tickets this weekend.
We can't, though, correct?
No, you are ineligible.
And plus, I've got a press pass.
Well, so do I.
Well, I know you do. I have pictures up.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. You're clutch.
Took a lot of steam out of that argument, didn't it?
Oh, no, I wasn't trying to one-up him. I'm just saying, I do too. Look at us. Appreciate that, Fred. That's very
kind
of
you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Today is national holidays, gentlemen. Today is National Bake Cookies Day. Make yourself a little sweet treat if you want. It is also Snowflake Appreciation Day. We're not going to be celebrating that here because it's going to be, what, like 70 degrees
politics.
Today,
politics!
All right. I knew that was going somewhere. Yep.
That's where I was kind of hoping you'd go with it.
Yeah.
See, it is
Do you bake cookies? I know you used to be a baker.
I've never been a baker. I mean, what other kind of cookies are there?
That's not what I heard.
Well, you can hear whatever you want, but no, I'm not one. I'm culinary and me aren't friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aww.
I can eat. That's about it.
Me too.
Okay.
Makes two of us.
It's also National Regifting Day.
I'm here for it.
Are you guys big regifters?
Yeah, I think you can always repurpose something into something more useful for somebody else.
I'm not, because I like to keep things. Now, I'll tell you who is it. Speaking of, since we're bagging on Blake.
It's going to be Blake. You just know it.
He re-gifted me a World Series hat last year for Christmas.
Did you like it?
I'll tell you what, it's prominently displayed in my living room.
Then what's the problem?
I just didn't appreciate that it was re-gifted.
But you said you liked it.
I mean, I do. Then, I mean, I won't wear it out in public, but I will keep it, you know.
Because you still love Houston.
No, it's a Texas Rangers hat. It's not the kind of hat I would wear in public.
What kind of hats would you wear in public? Black nondescript hats?
I have on my head, Rock Chalk.
Rock Chalk, Kansas absolutely sucks. Sorry. I couldn't help it.
I like this.
You can't help it.
I like this this breed of chaos. But in honor of National Regifting Day, what is the gift that you have given that you're most proud of? 877-881-1053. Not received, but the one that you have given that you are the most proud of.
So, my sister went to the University of Texas. I went to A&M. I found this picture at the Post Oak Mall. That was the mall in College Station. I don't know if it's still thriving. And it was of a little boy and a little girl sitting together, holding hands. They're brother and sister, I assume. And maybe, I don't know. And one had for these purposes, I hope that was the case. One had an A&M hat on, and the other one had a Texas hat on.
Yeah.
And I got it framed, and I gave it to my mom, and she started to cry. It was beautiful.
That's nice. I like that. That's wholesome.
Beautiful.
That is wholesome. I don't know. That's a good question.
Fred's gonna be like, man, I gave this one chick this thing, and she said she's going on a third date with me.
I was gonna say, you know, does impregnating women count?
Holy moly!
Yes, no, maybe.
I don't know. What do you get to answer?
You got two kids out of the deal.
You're the one who impregnated them. What do you say, gift or no?
I say yes.
Okay.
I say yes. They love them both. Yeah. Beautiful
your gift
children.
Is 18 years of Fred in your life.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly what you got. And then I got my dad a TV once, and he still loves, for all intents and purposes, loves that television.
Okay.
So there you go. Shout out to Fred.
Probably would have stuck with the TV there, but I appreciate the input nonetheless, I guess. Let's see. From the 972, I gave my wife
Boom!
A baby and a
Mercedes. He knows
for
what
Christmas.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, what does the rest of it
and
say?
And then the rest of it says we got divorced the next year.
Yikes.
So,
man, a Mercedes?
You got a kid out of the deal, though. Something to be said for that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true.
Little you for the rest of your life.
Man, a lot of people are taking the Fred Davis approach to life, which is terrifying. The 469 saying the gift of life to my kids.
Okay.
That's exactly right, dude.
It's
look,
wholesome, I guess.
I say the quiet part out loud, boys. You guys know that.
Oh, my God. So true. Are your kids like you?
My daughter is.
Oh. Huh. Interesting.
My daughter. Look, when my daughter MF'd me on the phone a couple months ago because I wouldn't take her stupid dog, that's what I was part torn and sad because she hung up on me and she MF'd me. The other part of me was like, you know what? Chip off the old block right there.
Yeah, right down to the fact that even in the retelling of the story, you say, because I wouldn't take her stupid dog.
That's exactly right. Okay. I wouldn't take her stupid dog.
Okay. Jeez,
poor dog. What did it do?
It's a good dog. I just didn't want it.
because it was stupid.
Take that, dog. From the 817, best gift I gave to my son, a one-week fly fishing trip in Montana with his dad.
Ooh,
that's
all right.
Cool. Fly fishing is one of those random things on my bucket list.
Is it?
I used to be a big-time fisherman when I was growing up. Maybe like middle school, me and my dad used to go all the time. We'd go out to Lake Whitney and go fish out there. And I just kind of got away from it in high school. And he was a huge fly fisher when he was my age. And he still has all of his equipment. So he's like, whenever you want to learn, just tell me.
You're down to go?
I'm down to go. But, you know, life is life. And this time of the year is busy. You know, very busy. And then the summer, I got birthdays and stuff. So, like, I'm just never home at this point. So,
fun fact, I've never caught a fish.
Oh,
that
really?
That shocks me. That actually
shocks
me.
How many attempts have there been?
I can count on two hands, and that might even be too many, how many times in my life I've fished.
Do you just not like it?
I'm just not a fisher person.
I could see that. Is it the talking part?
It's the fact that you have to be quiet. Mm. It's the fact that you have to kind of be still. Mm. None of which of those things excite me.
Shocker. As you got a large McCaffrey cup sitting to your left.
That is not the highest on my list of surprises of things you've said today.
Yeah.
Right.
Fred has surprised me many, many times in the year plus that I've known him.
That's not one of them? Yeah.
That's not one of them.
I appreciate it.
That is definitely not one of them. And Little Birdie says that you and me got some hosting action together coming up in a couple weeks.
New Year's Day?
So, yeah.
You know what? So then would you be my son, considering the first time I ever did radio here at the Fan was with you?
That would make you my proverbial radio son as well. I've got a lot of radio kids.
Hmm. Yeah. So you and Blake are brothers.
But see, I'd already been doing radio, though, so does that count? Because that was
Alec had been doing radio?
Yeah.
Well, no, but I'm just saying because it was... Okay, so you're saying because it was his first time ever doing it in general? We're talking about Blake?
I'm talking about at this station.
Oh, at this station.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes, so as long as he belongs to this brand and
That's fair.
Is my proverbial radio son. I've had a few of those.
Yeah, no, you and you and Khaki Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
You and Khaki Kev.
What about
like him?
That's who I did my radio with for the very first time here on 105 Through the Fan.
He's a good dude.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Man,
time flies.
That's a long time ago.
Time flies.
Like, but it's only, what, like a year?
June 2024, but who's keeping count?
Wow. Huh. Good times. The old weekend days. Good times. I need to get back in that hosting bag because, man, we had some fun. Me and Blake had some chaos on the weekends that we need to reignite.
Don't feel bad. We got it every Monday through Friday.
I know.
I've heard the show.
Yeah. Mm. I listen often. Like I texted Blake when he was talking mess over the weekend. I hear everything.
Well, he was dogging out the Mansfield Stadium that the DeSoto and South Lake Carroll game was at. I thought it was great.
Newsom?
Yeah. I was going to say Gavin Newsom. Gavin
Newsom
Stadium!
Think I'd have to do this again.
Politics! Oh, we did mention snowflakes earlier.
Everybody gets in for free. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Don't California my Mansfield.
Trust me, Mansfield is not getting California anytime soon. I can tell you that.
I could see that.
I can tell you that for sure. I did see from the Frankel injury attorney's text line 877-881-1053. She doesn't know yet, but getting the wifey a pair of Nike Dunks for Christmas.
Ooh, nice.
Am I wearing some right now? No, I'm not. I'm usually wearing them frequently. Those are some of the easiest shoes to, one, style, but two, wear them when you go out because they're so easy to clean. If you get stepped on and stuff, they are so easy to clean.
Okay,
fair enough.
So if you're a bit of a social man or a woman, you need to get out there in some Dunks because you can just scrub them. Take a brush to them, get some soap. Easiest cheat code to going out and socializing and still looking nice because they do look clean. Guys, I do want to know, do you think that the owner of the Golden State Warriors hates Steve Kerr?
Yes.
So this is my favorite thing in sports because I don't think people realize how incredibly easy it is to find people's contact info online.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Especially important people. Like, I remember in college, I booked Mark Cuban on my college radio show at UTA because I just emailed him. And he emailed me like 10 minutes after I sent the initial thing. And he was like, yeah, hit me up in June. And I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks, Mark. You know, like, it's easy. So, you know that the Golden State Warriors have been in an interesting place where they almost feel like the Dallas Cowboys, where they want to act like they're relevant, so they bring in these veteran names that you heard of 10 years ago, but you don't really know what they've got anymore. So they're trying to hang around the rim, kind of. On Sunday night, a 27-year-old Warriors fan from Panama named Justin Dutari tracked down the Golden State Warriors owner's email and sent him an email that says, "Dear Joe," this is to jlacob@kpcb.com. It's super easy to find. You just Google his email and it's right there. He said, "Dear Joe, please do something about this team. What Steph need to do every night to win? Drop 50 points. Team is need a real second option." This is a drunk email. "Jimmy's tools are being underutilized because he is playing as a power forward due to the small position players. We have no true..."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True center. I am so frustrated. Thanks. Signed, Justin. To which he actually responded to this email and said, "You can't be as frustrated as me. I am working on it. It's complicated. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players, league trends, Jimmy is not the problem. Signed, Joe." He said, "Coaches' desires regarding players."
Wow.
To a email from a random Golden State Warriors fan.
Not a problem.
He, of course, this gets brought up at the next press conference with Steve Kerr, where he was like, "Have you seen this?" And he said, "Yes, I've seen this." And he said, quote, "Not a big deal. Imagine if everyone's emails were posted publicly. How tough that would be to live." Shout out John Gruden. "Joe supports me. I support him." End quote.
It could have been worse. Right?
Yeah,
it could have been worse.
I thought it was a cordial, professional back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but calling out your coach when the coach wasn't even mentioned in the initial email, sure, hinted at it by saying he's underutilizing Jimmy. But yeah, he didn't say Steve Kerr's name, and he said coach's desires play into why we suck right now. Incredible.
Yeah.
More owners need to do this.
We could probably make that happen. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where we power rank the NFL quarterback power rankings next on The Fan.
Allen on third and three. Only a three-man rush from the Bucks. Allen buys time. He's going to toss it downfield. Open man caught by Shavers. Touchdown, Bills. That's old-fashioned Josh Allen football.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Powered by Men's Tea Clinic, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Let's start with a couple quick notes before we get to the quarterback power rankings. Laremy Tunsil will not play for the Commanders against the Eagles on Saturday. Remember, if the Eagles win, that officially ends the Cowboys' already minute playoff hopes. And the Colts are opening the Anthony Richardson 21-day practice window.
There you go.
So, hey, there's that. All right, we like to start like this. Fred, mm-hmm. Who do you think is the absolute worst starting quarterback in all of the lands?
Oh, man.
Of the NFL.
Max Brosmer was pretty bad, but of course he's a backup, so in his little spot duty. Worst starting quarterback in the land. Man, that's such a loaded question. I will go with off the top of, let me rack my brain here.
The questions will get tougher.
I mean, right now, I don't know, Tua?
Tua is not a starting quarterback.
No, I mean, not anymore, no.
That means Quinn Ewers slides in to take the spot of the number 32.
Starting, the worst starting quarterback.
And this has got to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Consider this. All right, 29, Gardner Minshew, replacement.
Okay.
But think about this. Tell me whose feelings get hurt. 29, Gardner Minshew, replacement.
Kenny Pickett. What am I talking about? Kenny Pickett. Duh. Hello.
30, Brady Cook, replacement. 31, Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
And 32, Quinn Ewers. Now, at least Kenny Pickett was
I'll take Quinn Ewers. No. Give me Quinn Ewers over Kenny Pickett all day, every day.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I'm much more excited to see him play than I would have if they just trotted Tua out for a meaningless game.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the top. Who is the best starting quarterback in all of the lands?
I mean, dude, you give me, I mean, dollars to donuts. I got to go with Josh Allen.
Ooh. Now, to support Josh Allen's case, he now has 86 regular season wins since entering the NFL in 2017, tied with Tom Brady and Russell Wilson for second most all time, trails okay. only Patrick Mahomes.
Mm.
So if he wins out, he would be tied. However, Josh Allen, number three on the list.
Matt Stafford?
Number one on the list. And who would number two be then?
Dak Prescott.
Incorrect. It is. I'm proud of you for saying that. It is, in fact, Drake May. So the top goes like this. Matthew Stafford, Drake May, Josh Allen, Jordan Love is fourth, and Dak Prescott is
okay.
fifth. What do you think about Dak Prescott currently being rated the number five quarterback in all of the NFL?
Hey, look, Dak, last I checked, Dak doesn't rush the passer. Dak doesn't drop the defensive scheme. I mean, has he looked a little the last couple of weeks? But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Has he been great? No. Have you lost because of him?
No. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I mean, I don't care. Look, I don't care who you are. All right, whether it's Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, Matt Stafford, Drake May, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott. When your left tackles can't block, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And then, oh, by the way, when your number two receiver, a.k.a. George Pickens, gets taken out of the game, all right, for two weeks in a row.
For totally different reasons,
though. I mean, I wanted to ask Mickey Spagnola, what exactly would you say Clayton Adams does here?
Oh.
Okay.
Because he couldn't fix Terrence Steele.
I'm just saying, well, not even so much that. I remember last year, Blake and I asked Bobby Belt, what was Shoddy's role as offensive coordinator? I'm fascinated by offensive coordinators who don't call plays.
Okay.
So what do you do then? Because that's what offensive coordinators are want to do, is call plays. So
okay.
If Clayton Adams doesn't call the plays, and for 2 weeks in a row, Dan Campbell and Brian Flores have put you in a body bag offensively, then what the hell is Clayton Adams doing?
Do you give him any credit for the strength of the interior of the offensive line? Is that just talent? The interior of the offensive line's been good.
How much? Tyler Booker was the 12th overall pick for a reason. Last I checked, Tyler Smith's one of the best tackles in football. Guards in football. Yeah. Cooper Beebe has gotten better considering, oh, by the way, he wasn't even a center coming out of college. So
Adams take any credit for that?
I give him credit for coaching these guys up. But at the same time, I mean, I envision kind of like, and I know you guys have talked about it. I know the morning show's talked about it. RJ Choppy's talked about it, about, you know, player development. We talked to Isaiah Standback the other day about how there's just been a dearth of overall player development in the National Football League. All right. Terrence Steele doesn't seem like he's gotten any better since he got paid. And Tyler Guyton and Nate Thomas and Hakeem Adeniji have been kind of a revolving door. Not necessarily because of quality, just because nobody can stay healthy.
Now, I'm going to throw it over to Alec real quick. Will you say that on air? Matt Eberflus on the move, not employment-wise.
Yeah, that was a scary phrasing.
No, is he? He is?
No, he is moving from the sidelines to the press box to call plays.
Look, he could call from the roof. Who cares? You know? He could call
He's coaching for his job.
You got to try everything at this point, right?
I tell you what. He'd get a job with K-Post Roofing. Does it really matter? You know what I'm saying? I mean, does it matter?
You know what? I've got an overreaction or reality question for you coming up then. All right. One of the things I wanted to throw out in the quarterback power rankings, Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Bo Nix is ranked number 18.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to throw this out there about Bo Nix. Since the start of 2024, can't throw the long ball. Most touchdowns on 20-plus air yard thrown.
Yeah.
Bo Nix with 18.
Look, I remember, how'd he start off that game against Buffalo in the playoffs last year? Throwing a dart, and I don't mean Jackson, for about 50 yards out. Now, granted,
is he underrated, underappreciated?
I think he's about where he needs to be right now.
Okay.
I mean, here's the reality. You're not necessarily losing games because of Jackson Dart, Bo Nix. Maybe offensively, things got off to a slow start. Look, you got a great defense. You need him to do just enough. We shall see come playoff time if he can put a team on his back and make throws when he has to. That's what it's going to come down to.
You have to say right now, do you think he can?
No.
Okay.
No, I think he's a good quarterback, but at the same time, too, though.
Not yet.
Side rant. Dude, we got to, in the same vein that we're throwing quarterbacks out year one and expecting them to be, ballers right away. You know, when did we stop letting guys, take their lumps?
Mm.
He's in year two, for God's sakes. Same way we're giving, we're throwing out J.J. McCarthy after seven games.
Right.
You know, the kid's played seven, he played 10 now, I think, at this point.
How much of a byproduct is it just increased scrutiny on the salary cap and how much the quarterback prices have skyrocketed?
That's it.
Because
we got it 5 years, rookie deal.
Yeah.
All right. So let's sign irrational signings as possible because we got him on a cheap deal. The day of reckoning for the NFL to me is going to come when they figure out these quarterback contracts.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand.
This idea that, and I know me and CA have talked about this ad nauseum on the weekends, this idea that, well, he's next. He's next. He deserves it. No, that's not the case. Let's put it this way. It shouldn't be.
Yeah, I got you. You're a Midwest person.
I am.
What do you think about, and this definitely feels like a bluff, but what do you think about the Bears president saying that maybe Northwest Indiana would be amenable to having the Bears' new stadium? That feels like that would make so many people mad.
Okay, my issue with that is, and of course, I'm no Blake Elliott when it comes to geography, but I want to say, if I'm thinking Indiana and Illinois, I mean, isn't Indiana up here? I mean, Illinois and Indiana are right by each other, right?
I would like to go back to your question of, is Illinois in Chicago? Illinois and Indiana are right next to one another.
I knew that, right?
So Northwest.
But that'd be you'd have to go across the state of Indiana. Like, I would think Southwest Indiana would make more sense, right?
Oh, comparatively to Chicago, not just the state of Illinois.
Yes.
I got what you're saying.
That's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
So you mean to tell me that if I'm a Chicago Bear fan, I got to trek across the state of Indiana to get to my game?
Not going to happen.
No.
People,
I mean,
it's
no different. Okay, so in Kansas City, they're trying to get a new stadium for Arrowhead, right? And so people are saying, you can't put in Kansas. No, you absolutely can. There's KCK and KC Mo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yes.
It's the same, same principles.
We talked about that 3 years ago. You'd have been amazed at how many people were like, hold on.
there are two different Kansas Cities.
It's
really blew people's minds.
Our own president didn't realize it. So
politics again.
Third reference.
By the way, Devontae Adams is listed as doubtful for Thursday Night Football.
That's not good,
and that makes sense. But what do you think about this quote from Mac Hollins? Did you hear?
I did.
Okay. Do you love this quote? I'm going to say it the best.
If this guy wasn't barefoot and shirtless, would we care about anything that Mac Hollins says?
Those abs, though, man. They were ridiculous.
I mean, he's been in the league 6-7 years. I give him credit. I mean, he's a 500-yard receiver, for God's sake.
Right.
Why are we talking to Mac Hollins?
Because this is a great quote. Once we watch the tape, analyze everything, flush it. When you go to the bathroom, you don't look at the S forever.
Yeah. Unless you're Blake Elliott.
Or my 3-year-old. Eventually, you got to push the handle.
Yeah.
Every time he does that now, he's like, you guys got to come see.
Yeah, no. I tell you what, maybe him and Blake can get together, because Blake was going around the other day to myself and the G-Bag Nation trying to show us pictures of his...
He has pictures?
He was so proud of it. So, just a little peek behind the curtain of what goes on at in the evening.
Man after dark.
Yeah.
Those fatties.
And G-Bag Crosstalk.
Yeah.
And G-Bag Crosstalk.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do a little NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.